You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. And thank God it is Friday. The market has snapped its six-day losing streak. All the big headlines from Dalal Street is what I bring to you on this edition of an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Thank God it is Friday indeed. Bulls who were trying to take control of Dalal Street finally managed to get an upper hand over the bears on the last trading session of the week. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied over 50 points, while the Nifty 50 closed above 11,250. The final tally on Dalal Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex rose 51 points to close at 37,882, while the Nifty 50 closed 284 points higher at 11,284. But benchmark indices closed lower for the week ended July 26th. The Nifty 50 fell 1.18%, while the BSE Sensex saw a dip of 1.19% for the week ended July 26th. The bounce was largely technical in nature, as the market was trading near crucial support levels. Most experts feel that concerns around corporate earnings still remain, and investors should stay cautious in the near term. Vinod Nair, who is head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Market recovered after six consecutive days of fall, while the recovery was not solid due to concern on quarter one earnings. The expectation of above average rainfall in the coming weeks provided some respite to broad indices. A decisive up move will require liquidity from FIIs, which is now in the doldrums, while any signs of stability and development in economic activity can change the situation," unquote. The broader market performed in line with the S&P BSE Midcap Index gaining 0.53%, while the BSE Small Cap Index rose 0.22% today. In terms of sectors, the BSE Auto Index rose 1.98%, followed by the BSE Consumer Discretionary Goods, which gained 1.05%, and the Banking Index was up a little over 1%. At the end of the day, the top Sensex gainers today were Yes Bank, up 9.6%, Bajaj Finance, up 7.2%, and Hero MotoCorp, up 3.4%. Among the stocks which saw selling pressure today included names like Reliance Industries, ONGC, Tech Mahindra, and HDFC. Some stocks that were in the news today: shares of Yes Bank rallied more than 9% after a media report indicated that global private equity firms TPG Capital and Advent International could infuse fresh capital in this private sector lender. Punjab National Bank rose 3% today as the company approved to raise capital worth 5,000 crore rupees. Bajaj Finance rose 7% after research house Jefferies maintained a buy rating on the stock on better June quarter numbers. Shares of McNally Bharat Engineering gained 5% today as the company won an order worth 8 crore rupees. And finally, Indoco Remedies surged 12% as the company received the Establishment Inspection Report, that is the EIR, from the US FDA for their sterile facility Plant 2 and solid dosages facility Plant 3 at Varna in Goa. So Indoco Remedies, McNally Bharat Engineering, Bajaj Finance, Punjab National Bank and Yes Bank making some noise today on Dalal Street. And finally, a tour around the world is what we usually do at the end of these podcasts. Let's start with Asian markets. Asian markets ended lower today on concerns that the Fed may be less aggressive in its next week's monetary policy meet. Japan's Nikkei 225 shed 0.45% to close at 21,658.15. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 0.69% to close at 28,397.74. South Korea's Kospi fell 0.4% to close at 2,066.26, while the Shanghai Composite rose 0.24% to close at 2,944.54. But the European markets are trading rather firm after the European Central Bank held interest rates steady today on Thursday. Well, that's it. Those were the big stories from the Dalal Street. And of course, podcasts don't end just there. We'll be taking a look at the auto sector and the pains that they've been feeling recently on our episode of Digging Deeper today. This time, Supriya is going to be joining you for that one. And as usual, I will be back to bring you stories of the day from the country and around the world. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay with us on moneycontrol.com. To be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.